The Hot Chocolate Festival is just around the corner. What can people expect?
Yeah, so the Hot Chocolate Festival in Okotoks is a 10-day event with small local businesses creating unique hot chocolates for people to come into the store and buy to try them, rate all the hot chocolates they can try. Every single hot chocolate that these small businesses are making are unique to the festival, so they don't make them as part of their regular menu, so the only time you'll be able to try it is during the 10 days of the Hot Chocolate Festival.
Now, I grew up watching the Polar Express. Every time I hear hot chocolate, and I always think of that hot chocolate song.
Yes, I know exactly the one you're talking about, and I love it. And I also love the Polar Express that they do in Aspen Landing. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Now, I gotta ask, how did this all get started?
The short answer is I just wanted hot chocolate in February because I hate February personally. And so I started talking to some local businesses about the idea. We did see that Calgary, right next door, which theirs has blown up, their hot chocolate is huge. It's the entire month of February that they do their hot chocolate festival. And we saw that it was happening, but it wasn't happening in Okotoks and there wasn't an opportunity for it yet. So I talked to some of the local businesses and asked them if they'd be interested in making a hot chocolate. I think the first festival was only like 5 or 6 days that people could go and try the hot chocolate, and people loved it. And so locals in Okotoks have just become more and more excited to see the drinks that the businesses make each year and how it evolves. So that's kind of, it just started because I wanted chocolate in February.
Now, it's very timely, especially with this really cold weather. So why is it important for the community to be engaging with a lot of these local businesses for a special hot chocolate?
There is a sense when it's really, really cold outside, you just want to stay home. And so excuses to not go outside are easy to find. So that's kind of why I think in this really cold snap, it's nice to have something warm and a really exciting reason to go out and be in the cold, because that's so big for the small businesses who otherwise during a cold snap day might see 2 or 3 customers, because people aren't just wandering around and they're like, oh, maybe we'll grab a coffee. It's more like you need a really good reason to go out. So it's really important for them that we find those reasons for them.
Another big reason, especially with this year with so many businesses involved, is that people can vote. Now, why is it important for people to be voting about which hot chocolate is the best in Okotoks this year?
Yeah, so there's 2 different prizes available to our businesses. There is the best hot chocolate, which goes to the highest rated hot chocolate. And there is also the most popular hot chocolate, which is the hot chocolate that gets the most votes over the course of the festival. And we kind of did that so that it's not a popularity contest. You could be a hot chocolate that not a lot of people are coming and trying, but you are the tastiest one and you could still win. But the reason is it's kind of to create friendly competition. It's always nice to see these businesses kind of working together and embracing the competition that they naturally have. Pretty much every independent coffee shop in Okotoks is taking part in it. Otherwise, they'd be fighting for the customers. And this way, they're kind of inviting the customers in to vote, and they still get to be like, huh, but I'm still the best coffee shop because my hot chocolate got higher rated.
Now, if people want to know which businesses are taking part, but as well see some of the really cool craft hot chocolate that is being made, what is the best place to find all this information?
The website for the Hot Chocolate Festival is Hot Coco, that's Hococo, hotcoco.ktevents.ca, and that's the letter K, the letter T.